college professors and all other socialist school teachers believe their own propaganda, wouldn't they work for free? Hey, just asking. Let me also say about parties. That wouldn't be a drinking party. That'd be a political party in Canada. Recently, I made the comment that all parties in Canada are left. And I omitted one. There's one that is a very right-wing party. It's called the CHP, which is the Christian Heritage Party of Canada. And you know what? They are right-wing. And a lot of Christian stuff. But that ain't bad. I mean, you should look them up. Go and check out their website. It's an interesting website indeed. Politicians, and left-wing press people and communists just generally dislike / hate the NRA, the National Rifle Association. You know what? There are thousands and thousands of gun shootings and deaths each and every year. How many shooters have actually been members of the NRA? None. None. What do you mean, none? I mean it, none. Shocking, isn't it? So why not keep going after them? They're the good guys. You people, I mean, wow. I mean, that guy beat me up. I'm going to go over there and hit him. Really? Why don't you deal with the right person? In Vernon, British Columbia, recently a man, he's a pedophile. You know what I think about pedophiles. I mean, torture them and then kill them. These people cannot be cured. They average in excess of 100 violations with 100 people, I should say. 100 little kids, a pedophile. Really, and here's a guy, he's a whack, he's 69 years old, Wayne Brown is his name, and he's just recently been sentenced again to 1 year in prison. And he's up molesting little kids. Kill him. You need capital punishment? And give him a fair trial and hang him. That's what I say. Canadian football fans now will be very disappointed with regards to the Super Bowl. Mr. Trump says that he's played a key role in helping to heal a rift between Canada and the National Football League over ads played during the Super Bowl as negotiations progress towards the USMCA. Okay, the new NAFTA. I've been to a Super Bowl. It's great fun. And I like the commercials. Everybody likes the commercials. And now, because of the prime mistake in Canada, he would be the main reason to that. Canadians could no longer see the commercials. Who would have darn thunk it? I was in the President's Hotel recently in Las Vegas, and I just had a cup of coffee. That was it. $8. That included the tip, and that's after conversion from U.S. to Canada, but money's money. $8. Called the guy over and said, wow. He said, hey, you're on the strip. He says, you want cheap coffee? Get off the strip and go to McDonald's and life will be fine. We're competitive. And I said, well, of course you are. You're the president's place. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.